Hello again, everyone. This is Gary Miller bringing you the good news of the coming kingdom of Yahweh. The good news of the coming kingdom of Yahweh is that this world is going to have the causes of all of its problems removed. And this kingdom of Yahweh is going to do that. Before that happens, there are many prophecies yet to be fulfilled. What we're focusing on in this series is the prophecies in the book of Revelation. This is a prophecy given to the Messiah by his father, and this is a book of prophecy. The book of Revelations is a prophecy of things that will shortly come to pass. Now, it's written about 90 AD or so, and so the things that John saw were things that was going to happen in the future, and I'm sure many of the things that he saw at that time people would hardly believe. Some people still don't believe it because of the situation, the circumstances as they were at that time in his day. For example, Babylon, which he saw in prophecy, was a city in the desert. And in his day, it certainly had no hint of being a prominent commercial hub, a world-class commercial center of that day. But this is a prophecy which he saw, and the prophecy is the way Babylon would be when he saw it and in a future time, and that, of course, was a city in the desert, and a commercial hub, city of great religious fervor and center of worship. Now, what we're focusing on here is eventually to get to the ten horns. To be able to establish who the ten horns are, it was very important that we establish who the woman is that rides the beast mentioned over in Revelation 17, chapter and verse 1. And verse 7 and verse 5, verse 3 talks about this woman. The angel says he's going to show us the mystery, it says in verse 7, Revelation 17, of the woman that was riding the beast and the beast that carried her. But as I mentioned before, the mystery is not her name. Her name is not a mystery. The mystery is several things regarding, number one, the mountains on which she sat, and the fact that she was a city. That's something that was not stated in Revelation 17, verse 5. But the name is not a mystery. It's very clear her name is Babylon. And when you look at the 291 references to Babylon in the Bible, you see those are, without exception, they refer to the Babylon, Iraq, and its role in coming events. Now, this city, this ancient city, has obviously a storied past, and she is second only to Jerusalem in a number of times in which she's mentioned. And it's very important we establish who she is because the identity of the ten horns rests on that fact, knowing who she is. Now, the ten horns are referred to over in Revelations, the 17th chapter and verse 1, actually verse 3 and verse over here, verse 14, talks about they make war with the Lamb. Who are these ten horns and what are they? Well, first of all, let's look at their function, their purpose. Now, a beast with horns, these are horns on the beast. A beast with horns uses those horns as weapons of war. They're used to push and to pierce an enemy. For example, we see in Exodus 21, verse 29, says, if the ox were wont to push with his horn, he has gored. In prophecy, animals with horns push. For example, over in Daniel 8, verses 3 and 4, we see a ram had two horns, one higher than the other. It says, I saw a ram pushing. And those horns can be broken in battle, as it says in Daniel 8:8. The great horn was broken. The word horn is from a root which means to push or to gore. So when you look at that, you see that the ten horns are weapons of war, and they're on the beast of Revelation. We've already established that the beast of Revelation is a king with a very ferocious nature, but behind his persona of being very persuasive and being very good with oratory is a beast-like, ferocious, merciless nature itself. He's a warmonger. He makes war with the two witnesses. Also, he's a represents a totalitarian regime in which men cannot buy or sell, Revelations 13, verses 16 through 17. Also makes war with the saints, Revelation 13, verse 7. So we know that the beast is ferocious, and he's a warmonger. What does he use as his war machine? His war machines are the ten horns. That's what he uses these for. The beast pushes and gores with them. And notice what it says in Revelation 17, verse 14, and these ten horns, verse 2, make war. They make war and give their power and strength unto the beast. So the horns are the beast's juggernaut, what he uses to make war. But are they ten nations of the European Union? You hear this so much, so often, that the ten horns of prophecy are the United States of Europe, a ten-nation conglomerate or coalition that will arise in Europe. Well, you know, the EU is already composed of 27 nations, and there are several other candidate nations waiting to join. Obviously, that's far more than 10. But you could ask the question, will 10 EU members suddenly form the prophetic ten-horned juggernaut that the Bible is talking about here? Or is it nations outside the EU? Well, we have to let the Bible answer that. If you go to history and impose those interpretations or those facts on the Bible and then try to make the Bible conform to that, you're not going to get the correct answer, because what you're doing is you're violating the fundamental principle of prophecy that you cannot compromise. And that fundamental and absolute principle of prophecy is in 2 Peter 1 and verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. That's the way it is, and you cannot change that. If you do, you're not going to get the right view of what the Bible is talking about. And so what we want is the right answer. We don't need just another interpretation. The world doesn't need just another religion. That's the problem that we have now. We need the true religion that the Messiah preached as when he was here on the surface of the earth. It's when he walked this earth for about 33 years. He came preaching the gospel of the coming kingdom of Yahweh. And that was his message. He was sent to the lost sheep of the tribes of Israel. And also then Paul later took that message to the Gentiles. So now it's going to the whole world, the truth about the gospel. The gospel is not just a message about the Messiah himself. It's what he said. And he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. You cannot believe the gospel unless you repent first. You have to know what to repent of. And so you need to get on our website and order some of our literature. We describe in detail many of the laws that the Bible talks about that we should keep as opposed to ignore those. We need to repent of breaking these laws, because the things that are going to happen in the future, and there's some really ominous things on the way, are going to be mind-wrenching, deadly events that take place. And the Bible does say, as Joshua said many years ago, before he left this earth, he said very clearly, he said, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man, Luke 21, verse 36. So there is a way to escape these things. And these events are ominous, and they're certain, and they're sure. And this is what we're discussing here, is these different major prophecies of the book of Revelation. The ten horns, then, are the war machine, the juggernaut of the beast. They're not, as we will see, ten nations of Europe. These are ten horns. They form a coalition. And these are ten kings. It's very clear when you look at the scriptures here, Revelation 17 and verse 13, and Revelation 17 and verse 12, these are ten kings. So there's not a great mystery in that. Though very persuasive with oratory and the force of personality there, we know that the beast will forge an alliance of ten kings to do his ferocious bidding. That's what he's going to use to wage war. But the real mystery about the ten horns is not that they're kings. The real mystery is who they are, their national identity. That's a tougher set of questions there, is who they are and where they're located. Remember that. We have to stick with Peter's no private interpretation principle. So this prohibits going to secular history, external events, places, or persons to identify these. The answers that we can get from the Bible combine the book of Revelation with the prophecies of Jeremiah. But where do we start with all this? Well, first we need the crucial fact that the ten horns hate and destroy this woman riding the beast, which he established beyond any reasonable doubt by the Bible itself, no private interpretation, that they destroy Babylon the Great. They destroy the city of Babylon. And that's part of the key to knowing who they are. And so once we know that they destroy the city of Babylon, then we can begin to sort out who these ten horns really are. Now, the fact that they destroy Babylon, that's mentioned over in Revelations, the 17th chapter and verse 16. It says, they shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Now, the beast also hates the whore, as it mentions if you look at the proper translations. But he uses the horns to actually destroy the city. So it's the ten horns that destroy the city of Babylon. Now, once we know it's the city of Babylon that they destroy, then we can begin to identify who they are. That's a crucial part of the puzzle, is determining who this woman is that rides the beast. So this is the final key that we need, is the fact that they hate and destroy Babylon, Iraq, about 60 miles south of Baghdad, Iraq. This decisive clue is what will open up the actual identity of the ten horns. Remember, this is a prophecy. Prophecies are not linear. They happen over and over and over. But this great prophecy says, now let's look at this. We're going to let the Bible interpret this itself. Does the Bible anywhere else talk about some nations destroying Babylon? Those are prophecies. Here's what it says. This is over in Jeremiah, the 51st chapter, verse 11. Now notice what it says, this great prophecy. Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. Yahweh has raised up the spear of the kings of the Medes for his device against Babylon to destroy it. Prepare the nations against her, Babylon. This is Jeremiah 51 and 1, 7, 11, 24, and 31. Call together against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Mene, and Ashkenaz. Prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Medes to make the land of Babylon a desolation. This is verse 29 of Jeremiah 51. Now recall what I said there, to make the land of Babylon a desolation. Recall Revelation 17 and verse 16 again. The ten horns shall make her Babylon desolate. So prophecy opens prophecy. Who are the ten horns? They are nations that come from the Medes, Ararat, Mene, and Ashkenaz. These are the nations that are mentioned in prophecy who will destroy Babylon. And these are the ten horns of prophecy, because they were talking about destroying the whore, the city of Babylon, Iraq. So those things come together, but you have to let prophecy interpret itself. Well, I see we're about out of time. I want you to get your name on the mailing list of the Insight magazine, sent free of charge to all who request it. You can write us at ICY. Post Office Box 208, Pocahontas, Arkansas, 72455 in the USA. Visit us online at icyahweh.org. That's icyahweh.org. Visit us there and look at our literature. These prophecies are extremely important. The latest edition of Insight covers many of these topics. So you want to get your name on the mailing list of the Insight magazine. So until next time, this is Gary Miller, and I thank you for listening.